أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. This is the beginning of Ayatul Kursi, and we've read the beautiful connection that it has with the subject matter that had come before it. Further, the great virtues of Ayatul Kursi are mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the great Sahaba, scribes of the Quran, who should record the Quran Sharif, and a master in the knowledge of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, Abul Munzir, that was his kuniyat, his nickname, that which is the greatest ayat in the Quran Sharif. Immediately he said the ayat, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hit him on his chest and told him, blessed you are with your knowledge. Allah has blessed you with great knowledge. To get that certificate from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that you have got great knowledge, what a great honor. So this is the greatest ayat. The like of it has not come in the Torah, Zabur, anywhere. And nowhere in the rest of the Quran Sharif also is there any ayat like Ayatul Kursi. It is the greatest ayat that Allah Ta'ala has revealed. The greatest surah that Allah has revealed, Surah Fatiha, Al-Hamd Sharif. And the greatest ayat that Allah Ta'ala has revealed is this Ayatul Kursi. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they all say that this ayat is the greatest ayat because, and it has got Isma-e-Azam in it. The Isma-e-Azam is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. And to read it, the full Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. These two qualities of Allah, Allah loves very, very much. That Allah is the ever-living al-hay. Allah was living since ever. And Allah will live forever. And al-qayyum, Allah is the one that keeps everything alive and in its place and in order. Whether it be a smallest insect, whether it be a huge animal, whether it be a mountain, everything in its place, only Allah Ta'ala is keeping it there. These are two great qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and this is Isma-e-Azam. We should also use this whenever we have particularly any great need of ours, then we should read Al-Hayyul Qayyum and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And if we read it from here, Allahu la ilaha illa hu Al-Hayyul Qayyum, then also that will be sufficient. And if we read the whole ayat, what great benefits there will be. So when we have the time, when we are in need of anything, read the whole ayat. Otherwise, even just Al-Hayyul Qayyum, the dua of istighfar, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. This istighfar also has got great, great value by which all gunas are forgiven, because the inclusion of the words al-hayyul al-qayyum in that istighfar. So these are very great words. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in the fire, he also read these words, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to bring the dead back to life by the command of Allah Ta'ala, bi-idhnillah, he also should read, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Qum bi-idhnillah. He should take these two names of Allah and tell the dead to come back to life, and they should come back to life. So it has got great, great value, and we should not deprive ourselves of them. We read Ayatul Kursi. In fact, we should think, do I read every day Ayatul Kursi? We should read it a number of times. If we can read it 5 times a day with the 5 namazes, we will be doing ourselves a great favor. And whenever we are in need, we see any danger lurking, anything, we should read these names, of Allah Ta'ala, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. When the jinn was going to bring the throne of Bilqis at the request of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, who will bring her throne to me? Then also that big, huge, giant jinn, he also used this word, Al-Hayyul Qayyum, to bring the arsh of Allah, the arsh of Bilqis. So these are very great and powerful words which Allah Ta'ala has given us. The whole Quran Sharif is so great, our whole deen, and Ayatul Kursi so great, and in Ayatul Kursi, this few opening words are very, very valuable. We should try and read them always and make dua in the wasta by giving the means of these, that, O Allah, by the barakat of this, accept our duas. O Allah, by the barakat of this, do our work. We have some financial problem. There are people who are sick, so many people who are ill and in so great difficulties. We should read this on them. And with this, reading this, we should make dua for them. We have any other strife between us, discord between husband and wife, etc. Any other problem, we should use this. These are great formulas, great treasures which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and they are free of charge and they are there for us to use. We should not deprive ourselves. We should try and use them readily and for all things. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand the great virtues of Ayatul Kursi and to be regular with reading it. After every farz namaz also, we should try and read Ayatul Kursi. A person who reads after the farz namaz, Alhamdu Sharif, Ayatul Kursi, and the Ayat Shahid Allah, and the Ayat Qulillahumma Malik al-Mulk. These four ayats, the farishtas complained to Allah Ta'ala when they were going to be revealed to mankind. They said, mankind who are so great sinners, who murder and kill, who commit all terrible types of crime, are you going to send us to them? That these people are so sinful. Allah Ta'ala said, by my qasam, a person will read these four ayats after farz namaz. And those namazes, they got sunnah mu'akkada after them. After that, Allah gave four promises in return. One is that I will look at those people with mercy 70 times a day. In other words, continuously the whole day, Allah will look with kindness, love and mercy towards that person. I will give that person a place in Hadiratul Quds. That is a very special place in Jannatul Firdaus. That is the place where a person will continuously make ziyarat and see Allah Ta'ala. And that is the greatest namat of Allah, of Jannat, which Allah will grant. Allah Ta'ala will save that person of 70 illnesses. In one riwayat it comes, that of depression, anxiety, worry, tension, and in one it comes of poverty. Allah will save them. And in their fourth, Allah will save a person from his enemies. His enemies won't be able to harm him, and in fact Allah will give him the upper hand and control and power over his enemy. So we should try and read this regularly after our faraid. Those faraid like Zuhr, Maghrib and Isha that got sunnah-e-mu'akkada after them, after the sunnah-e-mu'akkada, Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, Ayat Shahid Allah Annahu La Ilaha Illahu, and the two ayats of Qulillahumma Malik al-Mulk. We should try and read that regularly. Allah give us all tawfiq, and may Allah accept inshaAllah. Subhanallah.